Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, and in studio, one of the nation's premier pro-life leaders, Joe Scott. Joe, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
It's great to be here, Bob.
So, Joe, there's just a few days before election. There's a list of five things, the top five things that the campaign manager needs us all to do. But before we get to that, the CNN show... The lesbian on that network,
The Rachel Maddow show.
Rachel Maddow. She did a report on the killing of late-term abortionist George Tiller.
Yeah, I saw that.
You saw that.
I did.
And so, just real quickly, I didn't get to see it. I wanted to ask you a little bit about that show and then to remember what NBC did, their Law & Order episode on the killing of George Tiller. But how did it go? I heard that there are pro-aborts who are angry at her.
Yeah. On the blogs, the different pro-blogs, they don't think she did enough to destroy the reputation of pro-lifers. And one of them even said that it looked as though Tiller had provoked that woman, Shelly Shannon, who shot him in the hands a few years ago.
Wow.
She made it look as though Tiller provoked her.
NBC made him look like a murderer.
Yeah.
Because they pointed out that the one abortion clinic worker quit because he killed the baby after the baby was born.
That's that Law & Order show,
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. But how did Troy Newman do? Troy is a pro-lifer in Wichita, Kansas, who for some years focused the majority of his effort on George Tiller's late-term child-killing business.
Well, they tried to make him look terrible because he kept taking Tiller back to court. And he had finally got him charged with 19 counts, which made Tiller look as though he was a criminal.
Yeah.
And Troy did a good job. And, you know, he was dressed nicely and he was well-spoken.
So he came across well.
He did.
Did they mention that his office is an abortion clinic that
they purchased
and closed down?
Yes, they did. But they tried to make that look as if it's a bad thing for Troy.
Of course they would.
Yeah.
But that's a cause for celebration, right?
Right. It didn't
work. Pro-lifers purchased the building that had an abortion clinic in it and shut it down.
Right. And it didn't
work. And it was pretty filthy, just like Planned Parenthood here in Denver. Do you remember when Planned Parenthood sold their facility at 20th and Vine to a local medical facility?
Yeah.
Do you remember that that was owned by Christian pro-lifers? Of course you do.
Uh-huh.
And they gave us permission to go through that abortion clinic. And we went through and we documented everything we found. And how filthy and vile that place.
It was filthy.
Yeah.
Absolutely filthy. And I was with Troy and Cheryl in Wichita.
Cheryl
Sullinger in Wichita when they bought that building. And I got to go through it with them. And
so how did the two compare?
Filthy. Both filthy.
In fact, they used luminol and showed that there was blood everywhere.
Yes.
There was blood and bugs, feces throughout the abortion clinic in Wichita. And the Planned Parenthood abortion mill at 20th and Vine, it was just disgusting.
It was. It was disgusting.
Yeah. And what could you expect, though, from child killers? I guess some of them take more pride in their environment.
I don't know.
But it was gross.
Even the one in Denver, it was run down on the outside. Things were cracking and falling apart. The pavement was a mess. They didn't bother to even keep it up for years. It wasn't just because they knew they were going to sell it.
Right. So, okay, so Joe Scott, so all in all, you have a pro-abortion network and a pro-abort lesbian host, Rachel Maddow, do a show on George Tiller, and the pro-lifers, we got our licks in, we've got a presentation that they're killing children.
That's right, and it's almost impossible to make an abortionist look like a hero unless you totally
If you ignore what he does.
Yeah. Sidestep right. the whole issue and then just say, oh, he's helping women and forget the fact yeah. that he's tearing children apart.
The one website, tillermemorial.com, is such a startling, shocking website.
Yes.
That was put up with photographs that were taken inside George Tiller's abortion mill.
That's
his
right.
late-term abortion mill. And the photographs were authorized by George Tiller, and they were used by the permission of the mom whose baby he had just killed.
That's right.
You could go to the GeorgeTillerMemorial.com, RememberingDrTiller.com, TillerMemorial.com. Any variation will take you to that stunning website. And it's also on the homepage of AmericanRightToLife.org.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And it is shocking
okay.
if you go to that.
So what I want to do now is quote excerpts from the NBC show Law and Order that they did an episode on Tiller's killing.
That was a mind blower.
Wasn't
to watch it.
And the pro-aborts were furious at this one. In fact, one pro-abort columnist who writes for Salon, who writes for Salon magazine, Kate Harding, she said this. She said, "If you can," now she's a pro-abort,
right.
and she's used to the media taking her side of child killing. She said, "If you could hear that sound, it's my head exploding."
She just can't handle the truth.
She
Look what it did to her.
Yeah, it's good. So, but before we quote from Law and Order, and we're going to quote some of their characters like Detective Kevin Bernard and Assistant District Attorney Connie Ruperosa and Executive ADA Michael Cutter. Oh, and Jack McCoy, all of whom major characters, apparently, all of whom say the most extraordinary pro-life things.
That's right.
In character, as their characters on the show. So that'll be interesting, but I don't know if the audience is aware that the first district attorney from Law and Order, the actor, his name is Michael Moriarty. And I don't know the name of his character on Law and Order, but he was on the original series.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait. He wasn't a district attorney like Fred Thompson.
Yeah.
He was a assistant district attorney. He has come out and endorsed Amendment 62.
Wow.
Michael Moriarty, the first, what do they call it, executive ADA on Law and Order. And here is the column he just wrote, October 25th, 2010, America's Last Chance, Amendment 62.
Wow.
America's Last Chance, Amendment 62. And that's from, this is really cool. That is from the first main attorney in Law and Order on NBC, Michael Moriarty. And he points out that Colorado is fighting this effort to be the first state to end child killing because it was the first state with legalized abortion for rape, incest, and
he has
health.
Some good insight.
Yeah. So anyway, it's real exciting. Okay, so Joe, but before the quotes from NBC, it'd be great to remind people what is on the top of the Colorado Right to Life homepage. There are five things to do. The campaign manager has expressed a list of five things that he needs help with in this last week. And that's Keith Mason. You know Keith Mason?
I know Keith Mason, and I know he needs the help, and I know how badly the babies need it.
How is he managing a campaign?
Keith?
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. He has done an unbelievable job, far beyond my expectations.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, 850,000 campaign flyers distributed across the state. It's just extraordinary. 2,900 campaign DVDs mailed or handed almost all to pastors.
And all of it prayerfully, which makes it even more powerful. I mean, he puts Christ first in his life, and he has walked by faith, and look what he's accomplished.
Yeah, it's just extraordinary. Now, Mississippi, Personhood Mississippi, has won their court case against the ACLU and against Planned Parenthood. They're going to be on the ballot in 2011. It's all so exciting. But this is what he said we need. We need all of us to call 10 Coloradans. So open your Rolodex, your contact list, and call 10 Coloradans and ask them to vote yes on Amendment 62.
Now, that's easy.
Yeah. Walking list. Either go to the headquarters, campaign headquarters in Arvada, or call or email and get a walking list of 50 addresses. Joe, we did this last night. We went with a group of us, and I trained a couple other people. So five of us walked up on a front porch, rang the bell, knocked on the door, and said, "Hi, we're here to encourage you to vote yes on Amendment 62, the pro-life amendment." And Joe, it was so wild. Talked to about 12 people. All 12 said they were pro-life, and all 12 said they had already voted and that they voted yes on Amendment 62.
Oh, wow. So encouraging. Encouraging.
Now, that's just anecdote. It's a tiny sample. It's not reflected in the 500,000 people who have already voted. But, wow.
Yeah.
We got 27% of the vote 2 years ago, and it looks like we easily have improved that by 50% easily. And we're praying for God's blessing. Well, you could get a walking list of 50 addresses near your home. The phone bank, you could help by making phone calls at the campaign headquarters in Denver, in Arvada, or from your own home.
That's right.
And all the contact information, emails, it's all there, Colorado Right to Life's homepage. Or you could donate so we could run more radio ads. Joe, there are about 900 radio ads being run in this last week in the rural counties.
Wow, that's fabulous. Fabulous. Those are the people that we need to reach.
Yeah, not Boulder.
No.
And you know, at the phone bank, they got Doug McBurney yesterday announced Operation Conejos County.
Yeah.
The goal, because that was a pretty pro-life county 2 years ago, the goal to call every voter in Conejos County.
And what happened?
They did it.
Wow.
They called every voter.
That's amazing.
And maybe we could announce on this show, you know how CNN, Fox News, they'll call different states and for this candidate, that candidate.
Yeah.
They'll call this yes or no, up or down. So maybe we could call Conejos County for Amendment 62.
You think so?
I think so.
Oh, great.
I think so. It's just extraordinary. I stopped in to the phone bank last night after our walking list tour, and the phones, it's just the excitement, the hustle and bustle, and so many people so excited to vote yes for unborn children. And so then there's the donate so we could run our last week's radio ads. There, we already have contracts with radio stations, rural stations all over the state. And so if somebody calls up 303-753-9394 or gives online, let's say they say, "I want to give $100 to run more radio ads." Well, we have our media buyer just call up a station, wherever, say in Durango, mm-hmm. and say, "We want to extend that another, you know, five ads or
wow.
whatever."
That's a lot, Bob.
And, yeah. And, you know, Joe, ad agencies, they charge 15%. Oh. That's what they charge. We've got an ad agency that places buys for local Denver car dealers and really popular businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner of the agency said, "I'll place all your ads and our fee is zero."
Wow.
"We will not charge not one penny to Amendment 62.
To save the life of unborn children. That is phenomenal.
Yeah. And that's the kind of blessing that has come to the campaign through Keith Mason and Personhood Colorado and Colorado Right to Life. And the last thing is on election day, take off an hour or the whole day if you can and go out and wave a yard sign at a busy intersection. And you could also call likely voters or drive folks to the polls. We'll be doing all these things and you could do them on your own or coordinate with one of the metro area campaign headquarters, either in Arvada or the one downtown a half a block from the Capitol.
And that will be exciting because it's election day. It'll
yeah.
be really exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So the next few days, please plug yourself in, get involved. And so, Joe, NBC Now, the show they did on the killing of
Tiller,
George Tiller, which was wrong. And on AmericanRightToLife.org, there's a whole resource on vigilante, abortion vigilante.
It's a really good
efforts.
Resource.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. For people who are not sure, they could look at that, and it's based on the Bible. It's really interesting. Well, anyway, could we go through some of the quotes by some of the characters on that show? It was called Dignity. And the detective, Kevin Bernard, played by Anthony Anderson. What did he say? Do you have that?
You got it backwards, man. The horrible thing is the rape, not the bringing of a life into the world.
Whoa. So another character is saying, look, you got to have abortion for rape and incest. And this leading character says, you got it backwards. The horrible thing is the rape, not the baby.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. And they would never have gotten that from National Right to Life because they support abortion for rape in 1,000 circumstances.
That's right.
Candidates, laws, funding, everything. How about Assistant District Attorney, ADA, Connie Ruperosa says, what did she say?
I grew up thinking Roe versus Wade was gospel, but I don't know where my privacy ends and another being's dignity begins.
Wow. So she said, look, I heard all my life it was Roe v. Wade. Now I don't know.
And you know what, Bob? That's true. These kids that have come up now, that's all they hear. Mm. It's very hard for us to get our message out. And she sees one up close in this episode, and it affects her. And it does in real life.
Right. And so the executive ADA, Michael Cutter, played by Linus Roach, was quoting real-world polls, Joe, real-world surveys, when he said, quote, the tide has turned. Most Americans are pro-life now. You know what's interesting about this episode? Normally, if they're going to have pro-life statements made on one of their shows, it would be by a pro-life character who just appears and is gone from the show.
That's right.
Like a one-time guest appearance.
Yeah, with cross-eyed and funny pants.
Yeah, right. These are extraordinary statements from the main characters.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Cutter, that attorney Cutter, he was virtually quoting our Amendment 62 co-sponsor, the beloved Guabe Garcia Jones, Gualberto Garcia Jones, who launched the statewide ballot initiative holding his son. Do you remember that press conference?
Yes, I do. His gorgeous little newborn son.
Who was 10 days old.
Mm-hmm.
And he held him at a press conference and he said this. He said, this is what Guabe said. 2 weeks ago, my son had less rights than a dog or a cat. So the producers for this episode of Law and Order, they combed the Denver personhood websites. That's where they got all their arguments.
That's what they had to have done. They
didn't get any of these from National Right to Life. None of them. Because they support exceptions. They support abortion for rape and incest. At least they support everyone who does.
Well, Cutter on the episode said cats and dogs have more rights than the unborn.
That's right. So here's the...
Straight from Guabe.
You're right. Speaking to District Attorney Jack McCoy, this Cutter said cats and dogs have more rights than the unborn. Wow. He was quoting Guabe.
He was.
So when you fight for what's right, you can teach people... And there are people who watch that show way more than who heard Guabe, and they think, you know what? That's true. You can't kill a cat or a dog, but you could kill the baby sucking his thumb.
Yeah.
In the mother's womb. So they also, instead of only having pro-lifers refer to the fetus as a baby, which is fine, but normally they'd have pro-lifers say, you know, we need to protect the baby. They also referred to them as persons in the womb. And that was new. They were broadening their vocabulary. And Joe, there was a pro-choice woman who was urged to get an abortion. She said that my baby wasn't a monster like the doctors warned me.
And that happens so often, Bob. How many women have we spoken to over the years where a woman would say, I was told to get an abortion because my baby was going to be a monster or going to have some kind of horrible...
And then they have a precious child.
And
every child is precious, but then they have a kid who's in Little League playing hockey.
That's right.
Right. And of course, some kids are born with terrible birth defects and ailments, and you love the child, you don't kill the child.
Right.
Yeah, could you give the next quote from Detective Bernard? Do you have that? About the unwanted...
Yeah. He says that the unwanted child could change the world, cure cancer, be the president.
Yeah. So you call it an unwanted child? that unwanted child could change the world. Right.
That's right.
Amen.
Unwanted children have changed the world.
Right.
I think they said Obama was unwanted. Or could have been.
Could have been.
Yeah.
And should he have been killed?
No.
No, he should not have been killed. And he's alive, so there's still hope for him to trust in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
So a pro-life attorney on the show argues for the unborn in defense of other persons mm-hmm. in the womb. Let's see. What else do we have? One of the characters in this NBC Law & Order show, the producers based this nurse character on a composite of three real-life women.
Right.
You know all three of these women, I'm sure. Brenda Pratt Schaefer, uh-huh. Dr. Beverly McMillan. She has that movie out now, Blood Money. And Jill Stanek.
Yes, I know them all.
Yeah. Remember Jill exposed the abortionist in Chicago at Christ Hospital, of mm-hmm. all places? After a baby would be aborted and come out alive, they would leave the baby to die.
Yeah.
In a closet.
That's right.
And she exposed that. And so an abortion clinic worker on this TV show told the police that one nurse quit because of threats from pro-lifers. And then they interviewed that nurse, and she said, no, that's not true. That's not true. I quit because the abortionist killed a baby after it was born.
Wow.
Is that amazing?
That's...
And the abortionist is George Tiller in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So even though they're pro-choice, you got to assume the producers of Law & Order, they got to be, the personhood movement gave them the intellectual fodder to make a consistent pro-life plea.
Unbelievable. That's the first. That's a first.
That's a first. And so, let's see. So the writers of the show also described the pro-life protest group as peaceful. The name of the group was Mission for Life. Who does that sound like?
Missionaries to the Preborn.
That's right. Matt Truella, strong personhood supporter.
That's right.
A dear friend of Colorado Right to Lives. And their members held a vigilante until police arrived. And the pro-life activists said, we're against violence. We encourage the moms to get sonograms so they can see their baby's face, their tiny fingernails. We change more minds with love than with threats.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth. You can't threaten somebody and then expect them to listen to you. That's
right.
Not going to happen.
Yeah. And that sentiment reflects the entire personhood movement. And so then another influence from the personhood movement occurs when a mom testified in the court, in the show, Law and mm-hmm. Order, that doctors urged her to have an abortion. Could you read her quote?
I was in my sixth month. My doctor recommended that I have a late-term abortion.
She didn't want to have an abortion, even though, what did she say?
I knew my baby would die soon after her birth, but I wanted her death to be natural. Amanda was born on May 5th, and they put her in my arms. She had blue eyes, curly brown hair. She wasn't a monster, like the doctor warned me.
Right, and so the doctors exaggerate, oh, your child will be a monster. You got to kill them because they want to feel good. They want to feel justified about all the abortions that they do. And so they want to feel like they're heroes sometime. And so you got to kill this baby. For the sake of the child, you got to kill him.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
that's the
terrible
truth, though.
Yeah. And that mom said she spent, the baby was alive for 21 hours. And her daughter spent most of her life peacefully in my arms. And then she died with dignity, and we mourned her life. After everything we went through, we felt clean. Clean. Unlike the people who are convinced to kill their child.
That's right. There's nothing clean about that.
Yeah. So, Joe, that ADA, Connie, played by Alana De La Garza, says, I grew up thinking Roe v. Wade was gospel and that a woman's privacy was inviolate. But after hearing that woman on the stand talk about her baby dying in her arms, I don't know. I don't know where my privacy ends and another being's dignity begins. And then she was urged, look, just do your job. And she said, I can't leave my soul in the umbrella stand when I come in.
That's true.
Yeah. And then Cutter, that Michael Cutter,
mm-hmm.
he called a fetus a baby. And he was warned, don't refer to a fetus as a baby. And do you got the quote of how he replied to that?
Yes. An unborn child is a life and a soul to me. I can revert to PC in the courtroom because it's my job, but I'm not going to do it in my office.
This quote is good and bad, right?
Uh-huh.
He says, look, an unborn child is a life and a soul to me, and I could be PC in the courtroom, but I'm not going to do it in my own office. He's saying, look, I know the baby is a living human being.
Mm-hmm.
But the bummer is, he says, in the courtroom, I'll lie and I'll argue that you can kill it. And
that's
you know
right.
what? You do lose your soul when you do that. Let's go to the phones. In Bennett, Gordon, welcome to Bubba and Yurt Live.
Hello there. I've listened to you for a long time and really appreciate your stand. And my wife and I are doing our mail-in ballots. And
great.
We heard you talking about Ken Buck and how he's not a true pro-life advocate.
Gordon, Ken Buck broke all his pro-life campaign promises already, including he's now said he will confirm pro-choice judges. He's not supporting Amendment 62. And while he promised to introduce a federal ban on abortion, now he says he won't. He doesn't want to come across as an extremist.
Right.
So the Republican Senatorial Committee got to him. And he was easy to get to. He was spineless.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, so it's the best thing that could happen to protect the unborn is that Ken Buck lose.
That's right.
And wouldn't it be a dream if Tom Tancredo won?
Oh.
Because Tancredo has not stabbed the unborn in the back like Ken Buck has.
That's true.
He's going for governor, right?
Yeah, that's right. So the America's Constitution Party candidates are all 100% pro-life. The Democrats are all pro-aborts. And check out the voter guide at Colorado Right to Life's webpage. Joe Scott,
okay.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome, Bob.
Thank you.
KGov.com.